could come back to eyes open if you like. And again, you might come up with one word that best describes how you are right now. And if you like to, you could share that word in the chat. If you're in the studio, if you could share it to Suzanne or Janice and they could write it in the chat. See the word peaceful has come up, blissful, heartfelt ease, floating. Soft, gently empowered, distracted. Safe. Complete. That's coming from the studio. Slightly frustrated for not meeting my expectation of being able to get there. Yes. Yes. Thanks for sharing that, Julie. Yeah, now we're meeting this with kindness. I'd also like to open it up now for any questions or any reflections on how the practice went. And feel free to can turn your cameras on if you like. You could use the raise hand feature online or write something in the chat. And if you're at the studio, we can work that out as well. Look, I need to scoot in a little closer. I always have to move away. All this starts happening when I teach. Any insights, any questions, reflections, knowing we've got a little bit of time before our lunch break. Jamil.
Yeah, hey, I was feeling slightly distracted during the whole practice and just trying to continue to welcome that in without judgment. And man, it's a really interesting way to meet those feelings that are maybe challenging to sit with. So I appreciate that tool that will continue to unfold for me. And then as I was, opening and closing my eyes, almost the whole practice, like I really was, like I said, just kind of feeling distracted and yet also knowing that that may be exactly the guess that like, it's just such a mind F. It really is so good, but just rabbit hole. And then at one point I looked and my dog is just laying there and she's got grass on her body and you could tell she had just been outside and yet here she is just out and like, they just have no problem doing that, the animal friends, in my opinion. Like, they just are so effortlessly and gracefully and able to just switch from those states. And so I was going to type slightly jealous, and then I realized I was just going to need a lot of explaining. So, yeah, just looking at her and realizing that she's got it. It's okay. It's okay. I don't got it.
That's okay. Yep. It's so okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming practice. Forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else coming forward? Gabrielle.
You know, I was agreeing with a lot of the words that came up from my own experience, but I just would like to normalize that it's quite okay if you don't have this kind of wonderful feeling. I had a student last week who's been with me for years, and she said last week, I finally am comfortable with feeling spacious, because for her, what was coming up was fear, the fear of not being solid and losing ground, wherever that solid safety came from. So I just want to normalize that if you don't feel spacious, it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's just you're not ready for it, to feel it and trust that. You know, something Richard said, that the upper parts of the map unfold naturally by themselves. You don't have to get there. It's just a being with what's here right now and letting all of that, it's there anyways. You don't have to get it or get there.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to reach or pull or strive for this. It's helpful to be oriented, though, to have seen that map. The first time that I opened into spaciousness, or just the sense of like the whole body dissolved, I was on a bus, riding the bus on my way to work to go teach. I rest. And luckily, I felt like I had been oriented to the mat, because it was a lot of fear that came up for me. I was like, how am I going to get off the bus? I don't know where my edges are. How am I going to walk up the hill? You know, getting off the bus happened, walking up the hill happened, but there was a lot of this in the body. But I was so thankful that I was oriented to it. Anything else? We have a few more minutes. Anything in the studio? No? Okay. Looks like we have something coming in the studio.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just share really quick that I have been familiar with this idea of like letting go for since like 2006, just this concept of like let go. But something about the language today of like unhooking and the invitation to let go of attachment, I'm not sure what was different, but it was, and it really just landed for me. So thank you. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad it worked for you. Sometimes it's just the right time, isn't it? Anything else? Or any other words? Yeah, we got something.
Second.
I'll try to say this in as little words as possible, because I just like brain dumped like 3 pages from what I felt. From the group meditation that we just did, like I was receiving and all of these different things came to me as far as like what you associate with that non-doing and like being itself. And it was like a place in a person then separately. And then I mentioned previously about writing and that being like something big in my life. And so our first group meditation, I think of the whole week that we did, when I think it was Jennifer leading it with the letters to a poet quote, that is something that specific quote has like come to me at like different points throughout my life and my like writing and educational journey. So it was like very interesting that that was the beginning there. And so going from that, like when we were in our groups doing the meditations and then coming to this meditation, there was like one of my poems came to me when I was receiving, and it was everything except for like the very last line. And Kristen was like, I wonder if you dropped further in, if you would get the last line. And it happened during this practice that we just did. And then as I was just listening to like the other people sharing, somehow whatever someone was saying just made me think like this naturally living your way into the answer, which connects like that's like don't seek the questions yes. now, like living your way into mm-hmm. the answer. So I thought that was really cool for me, and yeah. Maybe someone else is having a similar experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Isn't it true? I realize I'll be brief as we're going into our lunch break, but when we're doing these practices, we're really meeting all these aspects of our being. A tremendous amount of creativity and energy is available to us. So, yeah. As you go about your lunch break, see if you can keep noticing this felt sense of being or awareness or inner resource, whatever's available to you, and just keep touching back, knowing even while you're eating and you're chatting, it's like quietly humming along in the background. So I will turn this over to you, Denny Shea.